الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created insan, human beings, ignorant, without any knowledge. From inception, they are ignorant. Allah is testifying to this in His kalam, which is in Quran. وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah has taken us out from the wombs of our mothers, and we were created in a cocoon of ignorance, having no knowledge. Insan seeks knowledge. Insan learns. Insan needs to be tutored and lectured and trained. On the contrary, the rest of the creation Allah created with complete knowledge. From beginning to end, their needs and their wants and their living and their habitat created and fitted into every creation. They do not err the path. From beginning to end, do not err the path. And this also Quran testifies. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Our Rabb, who has created everything and He guided it towards His need. When He say created, the form, the appearance, the kind, and then guided it towards His need, the habitat, the diet, and whatever it will do. The duck doesn't go for swimming classes. The duck is born and the duck flaps its wing and moves, and it automatically it trains itself to swim because it's the knowledge fitted on into a duck. Similarly, a bird, aviation classes, the bird flies, and the bird does not have to learn this and go for classes to learn the height, to learn the speed. It is fitted into the creation, or you say into a bird. And does not err that in other words now we don't want to fly or we want to do something else. No, it's one set thing. Insan is such. These birds, the same species, one in Australia and one in South Africa, when they meet each other or they migrate, the language is same as well. And the movements are same. And the habitat and diet is same. Doesn't differ. One insan from South Africa and the other one, let's say, growing in Saudi Arabia. This one is speaking English and that one is speaking Arabic. From one mother, the father took one child and he stayed in Saudi Arabia. The mother took the other child and she stayed in South Africa. South Africa and their food and the diet that is on their plate, this child adopted or adapted to this kind of food. And the one living from one mother, the one living in Saudi Arabia is eating a different kind of diet, like different things and speaking a different language. Why? Insan's knowledge and insan's tutoring is from outside, whilst the creation, their tutoring and lecturing is fitted in, and it cannot err. When I say not cross the barrier, transgress, then it's like this here. That for not one day, the cow that eats grass will say, now, yeah, I'm bored, man. Let me eat something else and let me go try meat. No, it doesn't happen. Lifetime goes. Same with a lion which eats meat and it tires itself. I'm bored now. Let me eat grass. Let me become a vegetarian. No, it doesn't happen. Insan is like this. The very knowledge that it learns It can cross the barrier and trespass the barrier of the very knowledge that it learns and it trains itself as well. A sugar patient, he takes his tablets, he knows he's diabetic. What he says, the baking is in front. So he goes, he puts his hand and he eats. He says, no, I'll take my metformin in the night. I'll take my tablet in the night. So he crosses the barrier of his actual training and what he knows. A doctor sitting with patients, each consult going right, he goes right to his lunch break. And each one is saying, you know, I hope you don't smoke. You know, smoking is not good. And then, you know what, lunchtime he's sitting alone and he's also lighting up. So he's crossing the actual barrier and trespassing the knowledge that he knows as well. Only insan can do this. Only insan does this. The rest of the creation don't cross this barrier. And I told you that they footed from inception. The rat was born, it saw the cat, it started running. Who thought the rat, the cat is going to eat you? The snake saw iguana coming from the back. The snake curled up and went front. Who taught the snake that, you know what, the iguana does not get affected with your vermin, with your poison? The iguana's skin is such. Who taught it? This is knowledge that's footed from the beginning. Insan, for this knowledge, to train himself to become a good human. Insan's makeup is not on ibadat. Ibadat means worship. Insan's makeup is on morals and values. And if you leave insan, like how, because you created from sand, and you leave the ground, the weeds you don't plant, the stones that come on that field and on the pitch, you don't throw it. It comes naturally. You'll have to clean it. And you have to clean that piece of ground to get the weeds off so it becomes a flat turf. So insan is the same. That evil you don't train. To speak lies you don't go for classes. For mistrust you don't go for classes. For zina, you don't go for classes. Yes. To bring on honesty onto the tongue. Then you train the tongue. To bring modesty in the eye. Then you train these things. To bring trustworthiness into the heart. These things are trained. And they slip and they fall and they come back. So insan is tutored from outside. Two men, the dragon, old man, into the court of Umar radiallahu anhu. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, what's the problem? He says, this fellow, he killed our father. So Umar radiallahu anhu asks him, okay, what you did? He says, no, I stopped for Salah. I was reading Salah, and I kept my horse on this side by the garden. And the horse put his head over and started eating from the grapevine. So their father saw the horse eating, he threw a stone. So I saw that when I finished my salah, I made salam, I took the stone and I threw it back to him. And he hit his head and he passed away. That's how it happened. So Umar says, now in law of fiqh, law in the different mazhab, you call this qatul khata, you know. It's not amad, you're not intentionally killing. And there's different laws applied to the different mazhab. So he says, Umar says, then you got to go, you have to apply qisas here, you know, according to Umar's now, his fiqh understanding. So, he says, I got brothers and there's an amanat that is left. Can I go and do that and I'm ready to face the law? He says, who will make kafala for him? Kafala means stand guarantee that if he does not come, then you're going to pay the blood money. So Abu Zar Ghifari says, no one standing up. He says, okay, I'm ready. So he says, go. The third day comes and Asr Salah completes. Umar is looking at Abu Zar Ghifari. Abu Zar is looking at Umar. Perspiration on the forehead. Is this man going to come? Or he ran away? Just before sunset, this man jogs in. He says, Umar, I'm here. Apply the law. Umar smiles and says, what made you or bring you at this last moment that you jogged and made sure that you're present? He says, I, in respect of what? The deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So close to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did not want it to be spoken that fulfilling one's promise and amanat has died in the ummah. So I made sure I come. Then he looked at Abu Zar Ghifari. Say, Abu Zar, you don't know this man. But you still have guarantee for him. Normally a family member does it. Or a friend does it. You're a stranger, you still have guarantee for him. He says, I looked around, no one was standing. And I did not want it to be spoken. So close to the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's death, that brotherhood has died in the ummah. So therefore I stood up by my Muslim brother. Those two brothers who brought this man, their father was killed. So they came and said, Umar, we make him maaf. He can go. He said, Umar says, what? How you did that? He says, why? What makes you, what drives you to make him maaf? So he said that I did not want it to be spoken so close to the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that forgiveness and pardoning your Muslim brother has died in the ummah. Brothers, we living in this time. We living in this time. In the global arena, that which was said by United Nations, the Charter for Human Rights, we seeing now 55,000 people down, babies, children, and the very countries who signed the charter, they go against the very same system. Apply to some and don't apply to some. We seeing now that in the ummah, that in an area, let's say, the Qatar World Cup took place. So there was that human rights organization that was chasing after the country Qatar for not giving rights to gays and homosexuals. Qatar is against human rights. But bombs are made to bomb children and to kill children daily. Human rights can't stand up. So what a blind world we live in. In our circle in the last 2 weeks, what emerged in the arena of police and security, that which stands for honesty and upholding a law, the very ministers and everyone are all in cahoots with people who break the law. So man has relegated, man has regressed. I told you, I'm telling again, that man's makeup is not ibadat and reading kitab like this and making yourself go read slow namaz and then you're very pious. You understand? That's what has become our image around. That if you hold yourself stiff and you go slowly, you know, very pious man. And he looks down like this here. The sunnah is not that. The sunnah is the teachings of my Rasul and the teachings of Quran. Quran has come. Inna hazal Quran yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. Quran leads and guides you to a balanced life. Quran is so honest and so truthful. Walid ibn al-Mughira, the ayats were revealed in Surah Noon, Surah Qalam. وَلَا تُتِكُ اللَّحَ اللَّافِ الْمَهِينَ هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاءٍ بِنَمِيمٍ مَنَّاءٍ لِخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَسِيمٍ أُطُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٍ أَنْ كَانَ ذَا مَالٍ وَبَنِينٍ. Nine sifats and qualities of Walid the Quran exposes. One of them, the last one, Zanim, that you're an illegitimate child. So Walid says, I see the other eight in me. The Quran is true. But this one, yeah, I got to ask my mother. So he takes a sword and he goes to his mother and catches her by the scruff. And he says, mother, tell me the truth. The Quran is saying this here, the teachings of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It cannot be a lie. Tell me this.
He said, yes, I feared the inheritance. Your father could not get children. I slept with the shepherd next door. And you are from there.
Quran stands out as the book that Allah puts the third, la rayba fi, no doubt. It's got no doubt in every word and every sentence. To such an extent, I don't know if you know, I'm just saying it again, I said it, that the word 19 has an outstanding miracle in the Quran. The Jews complained to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he can't be a Nabi until he knows the number of malaika in Jahannam. So Allah revealed Surah Muddassir. Over there he said, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ. We made the people of the angels that guard or administrate in the fire of Jahannam malaika. So there's two issues. One is the number, the other is how malaika exists with the fire. So the first objection they had was what? That what's the number? So he said, Tisata Asha is 19. This is the first surah to be revealed completely in the Quran. Iqra Bismi are the first ayats. The first complete surah is Surah Muddassir. So, this was the objection, and the answer came like this, that Malaika will be the ones that will administer the affairs in Jahannam. It's Allah who is in control of fire, who can burn, command the fire to burn or not burn, like he did for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then he said, Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيَسْتَيْقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا وَلَا يَرْتَابَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَلِيَقُولَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. So Allah put different categories of people. For the people of Iman, the number 19 is going to increase the Iman.
Now I ask you, I say you 19, how your Iman is going to increase? 19. By Quran requires a little, like how we apply ourselves in an app and in a phone and in a car, then we understand. Like that, Quran requires time.
But if we count from the beginning, brothers, Surah Fatiha has 6 ayats and Bismillah has 19 letters. And if you take the two in 90, you multiply it, that's the first surah in the Quran from this side. It is 114, which is exactly the number of surahs in the Quran. On the last, you have Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas and yes, Bismillah. 6 ayat is Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas and 6 is Bismillah. 19 is Bismillah. 19 times 6 is 114 on both sides, beginning and end. The first ayat to be revealed, Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq, is 5 ayats. The wording is 19 in the 5 ayats. The last ayat to be revealed as far as ahkam and laws. Al-yawma ya'isa alladhina kafaru min dinikum fala takhshawhum wakhshawni. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam madina. You count the number of words, is exactly 19. Allah has made the pivot in the middle of every insan Islam. And Allah in saying this here says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. You count the number of letters in both of these ayats is exactly 19. The first surah to be revealed the first time, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded to give dawah. Ya ayyuhal muddassir kum fa'anzir. O muddassir, stand up. The number of letters in this is exactly 19. The first time insan addresses Allah and asks him, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. The number of letters is exactly 19. The first time Allah commands insan to make dua for hidayat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim sirat. The number of letters is exactly 19. Allah, his name, Sami', exactly 19. Allah, his name, Rahman, exactly 38. 14 times 2. Allah's name, Hakim, exactly 57. 14 times 3. Allah's name, Rahim, exactly 114. I'm saying 14, 19 times. 19 times 2, 19 times 3, and here, 19 times 6.
It's not coincidence. It's actually, you call it ajazi adadi. So Quran is balanced the life of insan. And Allah made insan that he survives on his morals and values. فَدَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَا خُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah says that evil, the ability is there, it comes first. وَتَقْوَاهَا, good, you have to train. And you have to adopt and you bring into yourself. It doesn't come on just like that. You have to train it, but the evil will come. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amar ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he asked the Nabi of Allah. He says, Mal Islam? What is Islam? So this Amar ibn Abbas, he accepted Islam in the beginning, and then he belonged to the Bani Sulaym tribe. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go and live amongst your people. When I become dominant and you know we are strong, then you come back. So he came after Khaybar. When he came after Khaybar, they asked, what is Islam? He says, Tibul Kalam wa Itamu Ta'am. He says, speaking kind words and feeding the people food. Nothing to do with ibadat. Nothing to do with sajda. Nothing to do with the tasbih. Tibul Kalam wa Itamu Ta'am. Ayul Islami Afdal. Which Islam is most righteous? Man salim al Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. Other Muslims are safe from his harm and his tongue. This Islam is most righteous. Then he asks, Mal Iman? What is Iman? He says, Husnul Khuluq. To have good character. To have good character. Then he says, Ayul Imani Afdal? Which Iman is most virtuous? He says, As-Sabru was-Samahatu. Sabar. And to forgive and overlook. Our temperament has become that of revenge. And that of getting back and showing a point. Even when we read Salah. We are those who read Salah, we go for Umrah, we do all these things. When he came to this, my Nabi set a precedence. When he came to his Salah, Allah revealed this ayat, Doha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. Don't read lengthy Salahs, bring it down. No one told you to read long Salahs. Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. When he came to spending in charity, wala tabsutta kulla al-basti. Don't spend all the money. Keep some for yourself. Don't do too much of that. When he came to what? Making fikr for the ummah. فَلَا تَزَّبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلِيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Bring that down also. Bring it to a level that is accepted. There's one thing that Allah have left the door open. And that is the morals and values and good character of insan. Noon. وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْطُرُونَ. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِئْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْرُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You, Nabi Muhammad, is as if you're sitting on a horse that is speeding uphill. When he described Allah, a pawn, he could have said, you ذو خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. When you use the word ذو in Arabic, it means that you brought something from outside. You borrowed it or it came to you. No, Allah put this here. You firmly mounted Allah and the horse is moving. Okay, let's use cars. It got Tiptronic and you got it on this thing on the high gear and you're moving uphill. Like that, it says speed with your character. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's character is open. Maiz Aslam, he comes, he says, Ya Rasulallah Zanaytu. O Nabi of Allah, I have committed zina. Aqim al-had. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see, what I'm showing you, akhlaq is not vengeance and revenge and just apply the law. No! But he says, la'allaka qabbalta. Maybe you kissed her. Because he came again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned this way. Because he says, Nabi of Allah, zanaytu. He's feeling very bad and ashamed of what he did. He says, zanaytu. I committed zina. He says, la'allaka lamasta. Maybe you touched her. Again he came. Four times. Allah Nabi said, maybe you kissed her. Maybe you touched her. And then what he did? Then he says, no, okay. Then Allah Nabi said, made another excuse for him. Abihi junud? Is he mad? then we can forgive him as well. Ahuwa sakaran? Is he drunk? Today the ummah has come this year. Quickly he says, this person is like this. This person is like this. This person, there's the law. And my Nabi is saying that ahuwa sakaran? Is he sakaran? Drunk. Then maybe we can forgive him. This man came and he first said to Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, I did this. So Abu Bakr says, you know, Allah has covered your faults. Make tawbah in one corner and then you know what? You carry on. He's not satisfied. He went to Umar. Umar gave him the same answer. Then he went to an Ansari Sahabi. The Ansari Sahabi said to him, why don't you go ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So after the law was applied, he was stoned to death. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the Sahabi and said, maybe it should have been better if you took the cover of modesty and covered him and you brought him to me. The Nabi of Allah said this. And what our society has become. So brothers, living in this time now and moving up this way here, that it's become a need to grow our morals and values more than that we grow ibadah and we grow the superficial outward things, which is our kurta that we wear and the things that the garments that we adorn and all these things, which is the gloss on a paper. But the information is the main thing, which is our iman, Islam and akhlaq. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us understanding, and Allah make us good in this nature here. Allah build each home, each child, and every society with the good character that our Nabi spelt out and lived in. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.